Are you ready for a social photo booth app designed for iPad and with no monthly fees? Wait no more. Hula Booth is a photo booth app that creates amazing still images, GIFs, and burst GIFs for sharing. Add an overlay or logo to your images to keep them on brand or match the theme of your event. You can now even share with email, SMS, and AirDrop for iPhones. White label your own photo booth with your own colors and logo, all for a one-time price with no monthly fees. Download Hula Booth for free in the App Store today. Hello and welcome to Super Boothers. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Ismail.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we have on the show seven-time Tony Award winning Justin Jowett.
Oh my God, it's so good to be here.
Justin, I didn't know you were such a great singer.
I didn't know I was a seven-time Tony Award winner. I didn't know I was a one-time Tony Award winner.
How have you been, old friend? And I don't mean that I haven't seen you in a long time. I just really mean you're old.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you. I recently turned 40, so I'm over the hill now. I am well.
Mate. Happy so birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. 4-0.
We missed it.
So did I. It was a good day, apparently. But I am doing well, mate. It's great to be back with you guys. It feels like it's been all too long between podcasts with you guys. This will be number, what are we up to now?
That's what three? I was going to say. How many?
Number three.
But you also
you're officially
cameo.
Like.
You also had a cameo on the Halloween episode.
Oh, you did. You did. You did. So technically four appearances on the show.
Yeah, there we go. So, you know, I'm feeling pretty special amongst the SB crew.
I'm sure we're going to get to the point where we have to have a staff to keep up of like Super Boothers archives and like keep like a running list of everyone that's been on the show and for how long, but you'll always be number one to us.
Oh, thank you, mate. I feel very special. Yeah, we could set up a Wikipedia, Super Boothers Wikipedia. I think it's time.
For sure. You know what? Actually, it has been today, a year to the day, we have had our Super Boothers trademark.
Really?
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. That's fantastic, guys.
I got an email today saying that was like a thing. And funny enough, it took the better part of a year to actually get that.
Yeah. I remember.
The whole saga.
Yeah, it was a massive saga. I was part of that saga.
You were part of that saga. I forgot about that.
The Justin Jowett weaved through the Super Boothers history at every which turn.
I'm just part of the process, boys. Get used to it. I'll be here for years to come.
Like a cockroach. You're never
going to. Exactly. You can't kill me.
So I'm actually coming to – I actually leave for Australia in a week already.
It is so close now. I can't believe that. It's...
This is our first episode of 2019.
Welcome into the new year.
It is so shocking to me that I haven't given up.
Ismail and I, we talk about it all the time. What keeps him going?
I don't know.
It's the cocaine. No, well, I mean, it has been such an amazing 2018. I really need to get to the point where we like have, you know, like those little like statistics infographics that everyone has that they send out, you know, oh, we took X amount of pictures this year. You know, we did so many events. We were part of so many charities. I wish we could do that for Super Boothers, but Lord knows I don't have the time to like put it together.
It would be very interesting to see how many selfies you've taken with your fan base out there.
How many hours of Super Boothers episodes have been listened to?
Oh, yeah, that as well. But, you know, more the celebrity stuff that you like, I know.
How many car accidents from the binge listening and me putting them to sleep? And no, I'm kidding.
We do have the cool infographic about where listeners are around the world. That's always cool to see.
Yeah, for sure.
True.
And this year I was able to meet so many people. I think that at Photo Booth Photo Booth Show, sorry, they're all kind of just mushing into one. We had a listener from Nigeria, and that one was, I'm like, what? Like, that's crazy. Like, say Hakuna Matata. No, I'm kidding. It was just so interesting to see like how really worldwide this is now. And Ismail and I just, I'm sure that neither of us ever saw that one coming.
No, to me, the first time that that really hit me was at the first BoothCon, because people actually came up and spoke to us about how they were driving across Australia to get to BoothCon listening to our episodes. And who would have thought? I mean, I certainly never saw that coming. It's crazy.
I'm really glad that this show really is like an entry point into the industry, because before I didn't realize that people actually listen to us before they buy a photo booth. Like, that was like the most like interesting fact. More people have told me that they have listened to us prior to purchasing than ones that have been doing it forever.
That's crazy. I mean, I know you're talking to lots of pre-boothers. They seem to find their way to me as well. And that's what they've even said that. I've already listened to a few Super Boothers episodes, and I know who Ryan is. And I'm like, you learned about Ryan and the Super Boothers before you even had a clue that there was BoothCon was on in your own country.
Isn't that crazy?
So, yeah, it's so indicative of the digital world that we live in, where everything is accessible.
And we're talking about the same person. That one was just—it's just insane to me. We really should follow up on these people to see if we're giving them horrible advice.
They've since gone bankrupt.
For sure. So yes. So I leave for Australia in a week, which is just—I can't believe I'm doing it again. And thank you so much for having me again.
Oh, we're so excited to have you back down under, and you know, you've got a little fan base down here, beyond myself. So, you know, it's going to be another exciting, BoothCon event having you on board.
It's shocking to me that people listen to this that aren't my mother. Like, I am so glad to be doing Masterclass again, which I just thought of this. I'm literally flying. How long is Masterclass? An hour and a half?
Yeah, hour 20 this year.
Okay, so I am flying down 17 hours there and back for all of an hour and a half.
So worth it. Every minute of it.
I'm so jealous.
Am I sold out yet?
Not quite. We've got a little bit, little few seats left. So any listeners that are coming along to BoothCon or thinking about it, get your Masterclass ticket to Ryan's show now, because it will sell out.
Tickets are available at boothcon.com.au.
Yeah, shameless plug.
I love saying that. How much are they?
So you're looking at $199 for general entry, which gives you access to all the seminars on day one, the trade show on day two, all the social events which happen on Tuesday evening. This year, we're going to be doing a double whammy. At the end of the seminars, we're going to have a happy hour, so everyone can have some drinks together, and then we will reconvene later in the evening for the after party, which should be a lot of fun.
Great. So there's an after party, then an after party.
About that, an after party. That's exactly right. Because, you know, once you've had a drink, you don't really want to stop. So let's keep it going.
Just like a can of Pringles.
Exactly. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Last year, whenever Ismail and I went to the after party, I think our jet lag was kicking in.
Yeah, big time.
What was funny was Jimbo came up to me and he goes, well, actually, he told me later, he's like, we didn't want to like approach you guys because y'all looked like really like, what was he saying? He was saying something like, we don't want to disturb the celebrities. I was like, I literally was falling asleep.
That was three sets of very bleary eyes. Obviously, Ismail's wife was there as well. So, everyone could tell that you had traveled a long way to be there. Hats off to you for even turning up to the after party.
it hit me like a big yellow school bus. But I did want to say this: I'm going down, but Ismail isn't coming down this trip. But if you see me, please come say hello. I absolutely would love to talk to you. I mean, I'm the kind of person where you're going to be like, I have to go, Ryan. Like, stop talking to me.
Don't start him.
No, but absolutely. Please come tell me everything you're doing. I would love, 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 love to hear about it.
Yeah, and I think this time as well, Ryan, you're coming down a little bit earlier and staying a little bit later, so it's not as full on. So I think it'll be a more pleasurable trip.
Yes, and that was the whole point, was I didn't want to have jet lag right as the event was starting.
Lesson learned.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
live and learn.
Justin, how would you compare? Last year was in Sydney, now it's in Melbourne, right? So what, for people who are considering traveling there and spending extra time, how do you compare those two locations?
Oh, look, I think, Sydney and Melbourne have a fantastic long-term history of wanting to be number one. But the truth is, Melbourne has more photo boothers per square kilometre than Sydney does. So it's got, you know, a lot of boothing heritage to live up to. And really, the way it's worked out, as good as Sydney was, we've managed to attract what I think is the best lineup of speakers ever for the Melbourne one. So I'm really excited. We've got so many, you know, we've actually really hit the international stage and got a lot of people, aside from yourselves, you know, coming down, making their way. So, like, you know, we've got Brandon Wong coming down from Photobooth Supply Co. Bob Lindquist from PBX itself, he's coming down, who helps Rob Savickas in the organisation of that. So it's, and even Denny Hirsch, you know, I think everyone on Photobooth Network knows who Denny is. He's you know, Mr. Handsome. He doesn't mind telling you how handsome he is at every opportunity. He'll be down there. He's a good looking man. And Denny, our Canadian friend, our Canuck friend, can't wait to hang out with him again. He'll be down giving a masterclass as well. So I think, you know, with that sort of lineup, as well as all the amazing local speakers we've got from Australia itself, just makes the speaker lineup just the best we've had. And as well as the trade show is going to have lots of international exhibitors as well. So it's really exciting.
You're really just putting together a gigantic excuse to drink.
It always is. You know, I'm not impartial to a Jack Daniels or a red wine or a beer or a Fireball, or I could just go on, but I do like to drink.
there was a joke that it was like something, I don't know, floating around on Instagram where it was this girl and it said, "This candle smells like Fireball. I think that's called cinnamon."
When a spice is better known by its alcoholic version than it is by its traditional name, yes. Something is wrong.
So what about from a tourism standpoint, Justin?
From a tourism standpoint, I think I'm from Sydney, so I'm a little bit impartial to the Sydney side of things, but Melbourne does have a fantastic set of touristy things to offer with the close proximity to the Great Ocean Road, the 12 Apostles, which is some, you know, the Great Ocean Road being the drive that's around the southern end of Australia, Victoria, amazing views into the Southern Ocean there. The 12 Apostles just being what's left of this amazing rock formations. And then Melbourne itself has, you know, one of the best casinos going around. I know Ryan doesn't want to gamble, so I think we'll be.
Actually, funny enough, at the end of BoothCon last year, I dragged Ismail, his wife, and Justin to the casino.
You definitely dragged us. We're in the back of the Uber going, what the hell are we doing? Going somewhere. We're supposed to be in bed.
Yeah. And Ryan, I won. You're forgetting the lead. I won.
No. That was, I wasn't forgetting, but what we say in Australia is when someone has a lot of luck, they're called an arsey bastard. And I think I used that term for Ryan multiple times.
On several occasions.
During your visit. So that's great.
I just don't know how we get so lucky.
I'm sure the casino will be very excited to see Ryan. You're probably going to contribute to the GDP of Australia.
You know, I probably single-handedly will keep the housekeeping staff's bonus. Absolutely, for sure.
So, Justin, now that you've done this for a few years, you mentioned a lot of the international speakers coming this time. Is there anything else that you've learned from last year that you're doing differently this time? Because I thought it was a very well-run operation. So what changes have you made?
Thanks, mate. Nothing too drastic, to be honest. I think
I have some notes before you answer that. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Smart ass. Arsy bastard and smart ass. So really, I think to answer your question, Ismail, from the first year to the second year, we made a lot of changes to the format and the way things were run. And I think in the second year, we really, from the feedback we got from the attendees, we really got very close to nailing it. So it's only been some minor tweaks. It's actually one of the biggest feedbacks we've had along from first year and second year was this desire to have more international presence. And, you know, that was hard in the first years because, of course, nobody in this country really knew what BoothCon was, let alone trying to attract people to come from North America, Europe, you know, New Zealand, wherever, you know, other boothing countries. So I think, you know, in our third year, that has organically happened, you know, despite my best efforts to want to make it something I can control. It's nothing I can control. At the end of the day, if the event is run successfully and people hear about it and learn about it, it naturally organically grows. And that's what's created that buzz from the international side as well. So that's permeated.
I just hope that you don't forget who started the avalanche of international speakers. I'm just throwing that out there.
You guys totally will never be forgotten. You're my number one international dynamic duo, and you'll always be welcome at BoothCon.
Yeah, I think...
Until I get thrown out for saying something horrible, for sure. It's only a matter of time, I mean, really.
I mean...
Well, you know, I'm prepared to roll the dice until that happens, Ryan.
From all the events that we've been to, I would rank that BoothCon in Sydney as one of my top ones. It was just very well organized. I thought the people there were very, like, it was a tight-knit community. I thought I had an awesome time, too. So,
not yet cutthroat.
I'm definitely sad not to be there, but just so everyone knows, it's because I had a baby. And I'm afraid to go back. Otherwise I'll have another one. So
that's the problem. That was the problem. That was my fault. I take full responsibility. No, the way this went was I was talking with Justin and I was like, you know what? Don't worry about Ismail. I'll get him to go. I'll deal with his wife. And then the inside joke was, I was telling his wife, I was like, listen, we need to con him into going into Australia. Joke's on us in the end.
That's what you guys get right there.
Jokes, that's what I get for co-conspiring.
I mean, I
it was just too good of a time.
I loved the trip. I really, really loved being there. It was amazing. So I don't regret it yet, but ask me in a couple months.
One thing I think of last year was in my masterclass. So last year, my masterclass was primarily sales-based. And actually, is video of that still available online for purchase?
Absolutely. We've got it on sale at the moment, actually, funnily enough. On the BoothCon website, you can go to download seminars on the top right corner, and there you can purchase Sales Superhero Ryan's sold-out masterclass
for sure.
A low, low, low price of $27. It'll appear there in Aussie dollars.
So dirt cheap.
Oh, my God.
He is the cheapest, nastiest. No, he's one of our most popular speakers, and that we got such great feedback from that masterclass. And the only reason it's that cheap is because the Aussie dollar is worth three parts of FA. So, you know, in Aussie dollars, it's $39, and that works out to be just $27. So it certainly doesn't get any better for the North American listeners. If you want to get high quality educational content, download now.
Well, and actually, I gave away a very, 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 very big US only secret in there. People have asked me a very consistent question, and I've always refused to answer in person and on this show. And my fat mouth blabbed on that one. And it is most definitely a very, very useful secret. But anyways, one of the interesting things about that one was, so that was primarily sales-based. And with that particular masterclass, I opened it up to questions that had absolutely nothing to do with sales. Everyone
open
was
flavor. Really,
yeah. Oh, absolutely. So everyone was asking me about, you know, well, how do I do, how do I like sell towards brides in person? How do I, you know, upsell? How do I do? So it was such a well-rounded conversation. And I was truthfully not expecting that. Generally, whenever I do like a presentation, I'll get kind of follow-up questions. Everyone in Australia was like, nope, we want the good stuff. And they went straight for the jugular and they asked me, for amazing, amazing, amazing questions. And I like to think I gave amazing, amazing advice. But yeah, and I can't wait to do it again this year. You're also going to be at PBX with me, aren't you?
I am indeed, mate. I'm coming back for the third time, second time speaking. Really, really excited to talk again to all the North American and worldwide boothers that'll be there. And
Do you know what day you are yet?
Let me have a look on the PBX website because I think.
Well, and I'm told that this schedule could possibly change. However, I do know that I'm currently at the moment speaking, I believe, on the last day. Which I have no idea why I get such like random times. Like I can't get a normal time.
Where's the respect?
Like it's always like at the photo booth show, I was first thing in the morning. I'm not a morning person. You don't schedule me in the morning, but I gave a good show. So I was really happy because I had like, you know, the cocaine.
I think it's the idea that because you're such a personality that you can really bring it home and you know keep the momentum going. So let the other speakers build it up over the first few days and then really finish it off with a show tune number. which is something you do well. So I've just, in doing that, I've just found I'm on the 24th of February at 5:15 in the evening. I'll be presenting my talk on then.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. And what's yours about?
Well, I'm actually in the middle of it, of potentially changing it. So if I've officially put it down there as How to Succeed in Business, the Entrepreneurial Mindset. But
no, I thought you were going to perform How to Succeed in Business without really trying.
If I've made it look that way.
That's a musical joke because you're 7-time Tony Award winner, Justin Jowett.
Indeed. Oh, yeah. Listen to that. You. No, I don't get it either. But
what's this Tony joke coming from?
From the start.
No, I just make up random facts that aren't true. You know, like, never mind.
If the listeners don't get it, don't worry. I'm right there with you.
Oh, and the listeners that do get it, PM me.
You're on my level.
Let me know that you got it.
So in answer to your question, I'm in the midst of potentially changing that to how to blog your way to Google without to page one of Google without spending a cent. So it'll be one of those two topics. I need to keep working on it. I'm honing my talk as we speak. Now that Christmas and the New Year is out of the way, I can really hammer into this.
Why are you considering changing it from the first one to the second one?
Because when they put out the call for speakers, that's what I thought I wanted to speak about. But I had an epiphany since then. In talking to the local community here, and something that I saw was not being potentially exploited well enough by booths that doesn't cost them money but can have really amazing results. And I thought, well, maybe this is actually of greater value to booths right now. So that's why I had the idea that I might change my talk.
With that,
I haven't been exploited in such a long time.
Oh, my God. Can you just keep it together for like 10 minutes, please?
As if.
Listening.
You know by now.
I will never allow my daughter to listen to the show ever. Now, without getting into the tactical stuff that you're going to talk about potentially, Justin.
Yeah, mate.
I have a general question. Do you think it's still possible to rank on Google? Because if you look at anything, photo booth rental, you know, New York, Sydney, whatever, the top piece is the map result. Then they have ads, and then they have all of these big brands like Wedding Wire and Thumbtack and Groupon. It just seems like it's very difficult to rank. Do you have any comment on how possible that is, or whether that, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think because it is difficult, not a lot of people are trying it in terms of organically. So it's easier just to go the route of, okay, well, I'll pay someone some money to do a PPC campaign, do some SEM, and then relying on that to get them there. But I think very few people are actually going the organic route, or route, as we would say, and trying to do it themselves. And I'm here to say that you can do it yourself. I proved it here in Australia. The Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane markets are also quite flooded with you know, the bigger brands at the top, and I managed to crack through all of those when I was running the Photo Booth Finder directory, which I no longer run, having sold that earlier in the year. But I managed to do that single-handedly without paying a cent. So I think, you know, there's absolutely a lot that people can do without spending much money if they invest some time in learning and invest in actually creating an organic campaign with the idea that it's a long-term win. But once it starts working, it's so easy to stoke that fire.
How long do you think it would take if someone was willing to really put their head down and put all that energy into it? How long do you think it would take to see those results?
6 months. If you do it the way that I am going to be talking about, I think within 6 months, you'll start to see some very serious results. Within 12 months, you could be, you know, really, really ranking very, very well if you maintain that.
That is such a reasonable goal.
It is. And, you know, and I think a lot of people, we all get caught up in the day-to-day running of the business, which is easily done. But, you know, if you set aside just an hour a week to work on stuff like this, you know, the results just pay for themselves. And those leads, your extra leads that you'll generate and the extra, amount of traffic you'll get to your website makes it so worth it. And then the rest of the business will run better too. So, you know, it's all about putting your efforts in the right place. And I think that's one place where people maybe aren't putting it that they should be as much as they could.
Yeah, I don't know how it is in Australia, Justin, but if you look around the you know, the Boothers in the US market and check out their websites. A lot of people don't have blogs, or the ones that do, most of them don't update them frequently or at all. It seems to just be like an initial post and they just leave it that way. But there are some sophisticated people that I see doing this in interesting ways. Like, for example, I was talking to somebody that turns every event into a blog post. I don't know if that's
as it should.
Yeah, I don't know if that's an effective way according to your talk or topic, but what do you say to people who aren't doing that or should be doing it or having that regular blog post consistently?
Yeah, it's totally a missed opportunity. There's so much to be gained by updating your blog, but it's a change of mindset as well. I think we get caught up in the idea that we have to blog about, and whilst it's good to blog rather than not blog, it doesn't just have to be about events. The whole idea about the blog is you still want to make it, there's two strategies. One, that you want it to be read by people that are potentially your clients, which means creating interesting content for them. And the other strategy is making sure that it's interesting for Google's bots, and then in actually appealing to Google's sensibilities and making it relevant. So, and that's what I'll talk about in my talk, this idea that you have to have a two strategy approach to what you're actually creating and understand why you're creating it. So for instance, you know, for clients, whilst it's interesting to read about your past events, that's not so exciting for them necessarily to read blog after blog after blog about every event you've ever done. But that's a good strategy maybe then for getting a lot of keywords in for Google. But you want to intersperse that with actually stuff that your clients might be searching for or be interested in, whether it be things like tips and strategies to create the perfect wedding set up, or how to find a wedding coordinator that fits in with your personality, things that are close to being about photo booths without actually necessarily always being photo booth centric. And that's really important for both strategies, actually. So I'm going to talk more about that. I won't get into too much detail, but yeah, it's just a change of mindset. And I think, you know, once you have that light bulb moment, it's easy.
That's a great point, because I was, before you started saying that, I was thinking about who actually reads photo booth blogs. Like, but when you put it in that frame where you're not writing about your events or booths, you're writing about how to put on a good party, other things that your clients are dealing with and looking for solutions for.
Exactly.
If you help them with that, they're more likely to look to you to book a service. So that makes sense.
But I have a question. So why do I care what a photo booth person thinks about my wedding planner?
Well, you
why is stuff like that relevant?
Because it starts building trust and brand awareness as well. So then when they're thinking about a photo booth, they go, oh, that's right, I read that blog. Or they might start thinking, well, I wasn't going to book my photo booth now, but now I've read this article. These guys, you know, psychologically, they'll be thinking, well, these guys are trustworthy. They've helped me in something that had nothing to do with selling me their booth. And then they might start to consider you for your, you know, for actually hiring a booth.
You know, now that you bring this up, there was a photographer that I knew of, and what he would do is he would kind of do a little bit of both. So what he would do is, yes, Ismail, he would go and blog about his events. But what the whole purpose was is he would tag it based off of the venue and the location.
Yeah.
So it got to the point where over the course of a year, he had this full-blown visual directory of every venue within a 60-mile radius and photos of an actual wedding there. His blog was like easily number one read, got national attention. If you needed anything in this particular area, he was the one to go to. And he became such a big resource for almost every person in the industry. The caterer was like, go look at this blog because you can pick from these places that we cater at. The cake person, look at this cake that we did in this location, this location, this location. The venues would beg him to come to the venue because they knew that his blog got a whole bunch of hits.
That's it. You create that traffic. You cast your net wide, not just sideways, but, you know, all the way out. Tag, there's you know, alt, creating the technical stuff as well with your alt tags, your head, your H1s, your H2s, your H3s. There's so many technical aspects to doing this right. But if you can get this all right, you can have results like that whereby you create so much traffic to your website and then people will want to be on there and you can get guest bloggers. You don't have to create all the content yourself. You then, you know, include all the links back from yourself to whoever you're talking about. They link back to you. And again, it just is like this big snowball effect.
Amazon link revenues.
The potential is huge.
Love it.
We got to talk to Justin about our Superboothers blog. I mean,
Yeah, for sure. Start selling. No.
Well, if I remember correctly, I've already contributed to the Superboothers blog.
He really has. Yeah, actually, the last blog that came out was one of Justin's.
There we go. That's
what I was saying about strategy in general. It was a joke. Sorry, guys. I'll step back now.
Well, Justin, thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to seeing you in all of a week.
I am so excited to have you down here. Yeah, no worries, Ismail. I'm looking forward to catching up, hopefully, with you at PBX as well in Feb. So it's, everything's just around the corner. It's a very exciting part of the year.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you are in Australia, please come join us at BoothCon. We will be in Melbourne January 15th and 16th. And if you're going to be in Las Vegas in February, we will be at Photo Booth Expo at the South Point Hotel and Casino, February 24th, 25th, 26th, and the 27th. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We'll see you next week.